Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Identity Cubed is a percussion trio that focuses on performing works that transcend the standard percussion ensemble. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And they're each going to introduce themselves.
I'm Xavier Verna, and I currently serve as the executive director for the Ramsdell Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee.
I'm Andre Dowell. I work with the Sphinx Organization and currently serve as the Senior Director for Education and Artist Engagement.
My name is Andres Pichardo Rosenthal, and I am Assistant Principal Percussion with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
The three of you have really interesting day jobs. I mean, Andres is a percussionist with the Detroit Symphony, Xavier is Executive Director of the Ramsdell, Andre is now Senior Director at Sphinx. How did the three of you get together as a percussion trio?
Well, originally we all got together through the Sphinx Organization. We were all former members of the Sphinx Symphony Orchestra. Andres is a current member of the Sphinx Symphony Orchestra. And it was during that conference where we were kind of inspired to keep playing. I was in more of an administration role at the time, but wanted to find a way to keep playing percussion music as well. So kind of got the group together and said, how can we continue to make music together? Side note is that Andres is not one of the original members of the ensemble, and Andres is one of the newer members of this ensemble. But Andres has always been around with us in the percussion family as well. And so just trying to find ways to explore and play and get music out there, we all came together and said, how can we keep doing this on a continual basis?
So tell us how you came up with the name Identity Cubed for the ensemble.
We talked a lot about it. We tried to find some common ground with what we do, how we value ourselves, and what we want the ensemble to mean, and how we want it to stand out to the public. And one of the topics at Sphinx Organization that comes up a lot is about diversity, and not just in how you look, but diversity of thought and what you bring into the group that makes it whole. So we wanted each of our identities to be, you know, part of the group that makes the group. And so I think we just toyed around with it a lot. And one day it just hit us. We just said Identity Cubed and it just clicked.
Speaking of diversity of thought and music, you've brought some interesting instruments here to Studio A today. What have you brought and what are you going to play on them?
Well, we brought an array of pieces of wood, and it's convenient because it happens to be our smallest setup, which is nice for, you know, being in a studio, but it's also, you know, it kind of shows the range of what percussion can be. And this is about as simple as it gets. We're just hitting some wood with some mallets. So
now how does one tune pieces of wood?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the simple answer is, the smaller it gets, the higher it is, and the longer it gets, the lower it gets. So, you know, you can just kind of shave off a piece or two, and you get a higher note. So,
and what are you going to play on these tuned pieces of wood for us today?
We have a piece by John Cage that's actually in four movements, and we're playing movement 3. And the two outside movements are for prepared piano, and then the two inside movements are a piece for 9 toms, and then there's a piece for 7 woodblocks. And so we're playing the third movement for woodblocks.
Now, if there's 7 woodblocks and 3 of you, who gets to play the extra woodblock?
The best one. that would be me, Andre.
I am shocked by that response.
The best and most humble one.
Yeah. Modesty reigns in Identity Cubed Percussion. All right, here they are. They're going to perform the third movement of Amores by John Cage in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Ready? Mm-hmm.
the third movement of Amores, music of John Cage, performed by Identity Cubed Percussion in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Now, you three have a performance coming up Friday at the Ramsdell in Manistee. What's going to be on that program?
Yeah, we've got a wide range of repertoire on this program. One of our favorite pieces and audience favorites is Table Music, which is interestingly for three tables. And we kind of made those tables through an entire process of selecting wood at our local Home Depot. It took us a couple of hours to actually go through all the pieces of wood. But that's one of the pieces on the program, and it's for, it was written for your hands. And so there's a lot of different sounds that we're creating as well. Some other pieces on the program include...
We're doing a couple melodic pieces. We're doing Sculptures number 3 by Pawasar. Mm-hmm. That's a unique piece because... there's many different lines. We're all playing marimbas, but there's these different lines that make up this intricate melody and harmony, which is it's really well written, very jazzy and a really exciting piece. And we're also taking it back a few hundred years and playing a piece by Bach, but arranged for marimbas. Bach's fugue in C sharp major. Mm-hmm. That has a very similar bobbing and weaving of melodies, but sounds very different. So it's kind of cool to have those two in the same program.
I have to ask about the table music when you were shopping for the wood at Home Depot. How did the sales associates react to that particular shopping trip?
I don't think it was sales associate. I think it was just regular people shopping there.
Yeah.
Watching us knock on wood. Because we had to find something that was soft enough for our hands that we weren't going to injure ourselves while we were practicing, you know, hours and hours upon a day rehearsing that piece. So it was probably just regular people looking at us kind of strangely like, that's not really how I would pick wood, but that's cool. Yeah.
Don't worry, we're percussionists.
Yeah, right. We're professionals.
Another thing about that piece that I feel like gets lost, especially on the radio, is what the music looks like. And it just looks like, if you were to look at it, if any musician were to look at it, it's kind of nonsensical. It's just lines and squiggles and shapes. And it's very much looks more like a choreographed dance written out, which is kind of a cool aspect of that piece, and you definitely see that and experience that when you watch it live.
Okay, it's like one of the things that we like to do also with the piece is we wear all black and we have lighting that shines on our hands so that all you can really see are the hands on the table. And so it's really like something someone described it as a ballet for hands. And so that's a really cool visual aspect to really bring out everything that piece kind of embodies.
Well, folks, you can hear Identity Cubed live in concert Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Ramsdell Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee. More information is at classicalipr.org. Xavier Verna, Andreas Pichardo Rosenthal, Andre Dowell, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks so much
for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.